Joining us on the line is Matt Carroll. He's a professor with the Journalism Department at Northeastern University, but he's also part of the Spotlight team that broke the Priest scandal in Boston. Matt, thanks so much for joining us this morning on a day that we had Buffalo Bishop Richard Malone officially resign. You have a lot of experience covering this sort of story. What's happening here in Buffalo? Do you compare it at all to what happened in Boston with what you were a part of?
You can, actually. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So, hi, Brian. Hi, Susan. So, it's remarkably similar to what happened in Boston 17 years ago, and I'm always struck when something like this happened that it has not happened everywhere across the country, that you haven't had sort of transparency from a local diocese. And, you know, it's the same story where you have these scandals keep getting out in the press and dribs and drabs and more and more and more until finally it's sort of this momentum builds up and the local bishop is forced out. It's exactly what happened in Boston 17 years ago, and it's happening now today in Buffalo.
It's so ironic that you're in town today in Buffalo. Speaking tonight, you're speaking before the public, a guest of Investigative Post, and we'll explain where in just a minute. But as you hear, Matt, the developments here with the ouster of the bishop here in Buffalo, can you shed some light on exactly where we are? Is this rock bottom when the bishop is forced out?
Well, I hope so. I mean, hopefully this will lead to an era of more transparency. That's basically what happened in Boston. We have a new cardinal who is much more transparent, and I think much more, who listens much better to the local people. And hopefully the same thing will happen in Buffalo. Has there been any word on who's replacing Malone yet?
We have an interim replacement, basically, but the search is going on for a more permanent replacement.
Okay.
Looking at covering this story, from what you had to do in Boston and similar things here in Buffalo, obviously, how different is this than what would happen under any other organization? Because you really have things that you would think would be under a criminal definition, but you're investigating and trying to look into how they're being dealt with in an organization that kind of operates on its own. It's almost like a different world.
Yeah, it really is. And because they are a religious organization, the rules are a little bit different. And also, unfortunately, and I don't know how the law works in New York State. In Massachusetts, most of the crimes, the statute of limitations had expired, so there was no possibility of enforcing the law except in a few scattered cases. But you're right; it's an organization that has, you know, managed to hide some really hideous crimes for years and decades, really, and it's really just sad.
17 years later, how is the Boston Diocese doing?
Well, so I'm not at the Globe anymore, and I haven't been there for 6 years. So my perspective is that of a sort of person who's reading the newspapers. And it seems like things were a lot better as far as transparency. It seems like most of the scandals have been, or the bad priests have been put out, and they have been more aggressive about basically pushing out bad priests. There's been a few over the past few years, but it seems like there's only a handful.
Are you stunned that, I mean, we're approaching almost two decades since that original Spotlight story in Boston. Are you surprised that this amount of time, 17 years later, we're still talking about these things being uncovered around the country?
To me, it's stunning. And I think, you know, I speak for the rest of the team that these stories keep popping up. When we did those stories, there was a wave of similar stories across the country. And frankly, I thought that that was kind of it. I mean, it seemed to me that most of the big archdioceses around the country would have or should have been transparent about what was going on. And but it's not true. I mean, you know, Philadelphia last year and now Buffalo, it's just amazing that some of these local dioceses have just fought tooth and nail to protect their dirty laundry.
Hey, Matt, we appreciate the time with us this morning. I know you're a guest in Buffalo today of Investigative Post, and you're appearing tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Loft at Thin Man Brewery. The public is invited. It is at 7 o'clock. That's Matt Carroll, a professor now of journalism at Northeastern University.